ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय चैतन्य चंद्र कागज कहाँ रखते So, continuing our discussion of Durasha. It all sounds very negative, doesn't it? You should have positive thinking. Heard of that term, positive thinking? You should think very positively. This is another nonsense idea. To be very positive about suffering in the material world. This so-called positive thinking, it's all based upon the idea that I can be happy in this material world. So it's all nonsense, actually. Positive thinking means to understand I'm a servant of Krishna, that's all. Everything else is nonsense. But this idea, this comes from Rajoguna. This is the interaction of the senses with the sense objects, then we'll be happy. Below that is tamaguna, where someone is completely hopeless. They don't have any hope for being happy in this material world. So in one rajaguna, it's a little higher. But is it higher or is it just dry stool compared to wet stool? At least the consciousness is a little awake. There's some idea that we can be happy. It's a little higher than just being completely sunk in complete ignorance. So there are sayings, there's a saying, where there is life, there is hope. People are very hopeful. As long as we're alive, there's some chance that we can improve our situation. The whole idea is based on we can improve. I can improve, you can improve your situation. You work hard, you will do well. Prakrite kriyamana ni gunai kamani sarvasa hankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. I am the doer. By my own endeavor, I shall make things better. I shall push back all the obstacles. I shall brush them aside. And it may appear like that. You see biographies of great people of the world who they take on all the obstacles of the world and they push them all aside and they become great and so on. But they don't see that there are so many people who are trying, but it's not that everyone succeeds. It's not that if you work hard and you try, you're guaranteed success. There may be so many famous soldiers who won in so many battles. There may be other soldiers who are just as well trained and just as bold and courageous, and the first fight they went in, they got their head chopped off after 2 minutes. And you never hear anything about them. It's just some luck, that's all, which comes from some kind of previous pious activities. But this whole idea, I will get ahead, great hope. But that hope is all based on an illusion. First of all, the illusion that there's anything good to be endeavored for in this world. And second, that I can, by my endeavor, I can improve my situation. Of course, as Srila Prabhupada would sometimes quote, I believe that's from Hitopadesh, that Nahi suptasya singhasya pravishante mukhe mrigam. The animal doesn't enter into the mouth of the lying down lion. He has to get up and do some work. Nahi kasik shanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit. No one can not do anything for a moment. Sharira yatra pichate na prasiddhya de karmanaha. One's life, one's journey in life cannot become successful, Krishna says, by non-work. So some work is required, but we should understand at the same time that we are not ultimately the executor, we're not the doer. We can desire The desire may be fulfilled or not. But the whole topic here is that the very desire, this is getting at the whole root of everything in this material world. That the whole material world runs on desire. And it's all wrong. It's amazing. There's people, there's big philosophers, talkers, and writing books, giving different ideas. This way we should adjust the world, that way we should adjust the world, different philosophies, different religions, great thinkers, they all missed the point. They can't even imagine the point that they're hoping in the wrong way. There is a right way to hope, but they're hoping in the wrong way. Yeah. Here's an interesting saying from someone who had some insights. There are many people have insights into the nature of this material existence, but they don't have the whole answer, but they have some good insights. Okay, I was talking about positive thinking. That means being an optimist, right? Right? Okay. So, here we go. The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds. That's one of the great philosophers. Who is that? Descartes or something? I can't remember. One of the great philosophers said that we live in the best of all possible worlds. And the pessimist fears that this is true. This is the best. The optimist says, yeah, this is the best. And the pessimist says, yeah, this is the best. There's nothing better than this. Fortunately, there is. Now, we shouldn't think that, okay, I'll just take to Krishna consciousness and then everything will be nice. Then we'll never have to struggle in the material world. We have to go on struggling in the material world because the material world is made like that. But we should have hope that Parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu navinasyati. That beyond this material world, which is created and destroyed again and again, there is the spiritual world where everything is eternal and blissful. But it's not that in this we take to Krishna consciousness and then there's no struggle. There will be. Indradyumna Maharaj, you've probably all heard of him, those who have been in ISKCON for some time, especially those that know the English language. He's written so many books about his adventures in Krishna consciousness. He has so many adventures. So this is one of the anecdotes which he has told many times, which seems to be the some words that Prabhupada said to him, which give him fuel to go on throughout his whole life to struggle in so many ways for preaching Krishna consciousness throughout life. And it is a struggle to preach. Is it not? Those of you who are out distributing books, doing Harinam and building this temple in so many ways. It's a struggle. It's always a struggle. Why should anyone struggle? You can just sit and chant Hare Krishna. That's what we tell people, right? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Oh, and by the way, here's a book bag and you go and sell the books and you'll meet all atheists and demons and some nice people. And you'll meet many nice people. They're very nice, but they don't take books. Isn't it? You meet many people like that. Oh, yes, very good work. You know, take a book. No, that's all right. And how do you deal with so many things? Anyway, this is an anecdote from Indradyumna Maharaj was in a group of devotees who flew with Srila Prabhupada from Detroit in the United States of America to London in England. And Indradyumna Maharaj describes that he was thinking, well, Prabhupada will, there'll be a big kirtan to welcome Srila Prabhupada, and then we go to the temple, have more kirtan, and it'll be a big feast, and it'll be bliss. And that's what actually happened. But, here's the but. Srila Prabhupada arrived, all the party arrived with him, but his baggage didn't arrive, and therefore someone had to wait for his baggage to arrive. Means it came on the plane, but somehow between the plane and the luggage carousel, it went missing. So guess who was chosen? Someone has to stay behind to get the baggage. Indradyumna, you can do it. Okay. All right, you've got to do what your spirit is telling. Okay, so he's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and eventually they get it and he has to carry it. And it's a heavy bag, and it contains all Prabhupada's big heavy books for his translation, and he had to carry it. And young and strong, but a heavy bag nevertheless. So an hour and a half went by, and finally they found the bag and they brought it. It was very heavy, being full of so many books. And he could just lift it up, put it on a trolley. Outside it was typical London weather, raining and cold, to add to the fun. There are no devotees around. They'd all gone long ago with Srila Prabhupada. And he missed the reception. Anyway, he took a taxi, put the bag in it, got in the taxi, drove, where do you want to go? And so the taxi driver even noticed that he looked pretty miserable. And so the taxi driver noticed he was miserable, and the taxi driver tried to cheer him up, but he couldn't cheer him up. It was raining even harder when they got to the temple. Then he had to walk up the stairs with the bag. And then he asked a devotee, could you help me carry the bag? He said, no, I took so much prasadam. I can hardly lift my foot, let alone carry the bag. Oh, prasad, is there any left? He said, no. It's all finished, everything completely finished. So he's almost beginning to hate that bag as he's carrying it up the stairs. He's completely exhausted. And then just, Prabhupada's room is on the second floor, and it's a long flight of steps. He just dumps down the bag. And then Prabhupada came out of the room, and he bowed down and he felt Prabhupada slap him on the back. He didn't know whether Prabhupada was slapping him, it was why are you late, or out of, and Prabhupada said something, he couldn't hear what he said, and Prabhupada went back inside the room. And then he asked Prabhupada's servant, what did Prabhupada say? And the servant Nanda Kumar said that Prabhupada had said that in this material world there is always so much struggle. But when I take you back to Godhead, everything will be easy and sublime. And that was worth everything, all the struggle and the cold and the rain and miss the reception, no prasadam, just those words from Prabhupada. Not just for that moment, but for his whole life. So that should be our asha bandha, our hope. We shouldn't retain any hope to be happy in this material world, but we should have the hope. And that's not some blind faith. Remember this verse says, Antayatandaya rupaniyamanasti pishatam triamurudam nibadhaha. Materialistic people, they are like the blind following the blind, and they all fall into the ditch of material existence, and they're bound up by the very strong ropes of material desires. But Krishna consciousness is liberating. So it's not blind faith. It's based on shastra. It's based on knowledge. It's based on understanding. It's based on practical action, pratyakshavakamam dharmyam susukam kartamavya, and we can practically experience happiness in Krishna consciousness. So it's not a blind faith. It's a very great hope that we can go back home, back to Godhead. As Srila Prabhupada said, he was talking with some devotees, and Srila Prabhupada put it to the devotees. Now just suppose, Srila Prabhupada said, just suppose there is such a life where you can simply dance, eat, and live eternally, a happy life, would you not accept it? How about that? If we offer, you can dance, eat nice food, live happily, eternally, would you like? Would you? Of course. That's what the devotee said in reply. Of course, anyone would like to accept that. And Prabhupada said, you see, that is what we are giving. But the devotee said, but they think, materialistic people, they think that no such thing would exist. And Srila Prabhupada replied, they think, they may think, but it is theoretical. Suppose there is such life, would you not accept it? You may believe or not believe, that is another chapter. First of all, this is our proposition, that there is a life like this. Would you like it? Who will say no? Everyone will say, yes, I like it. It is a question of understanding that there is such life. But because he or the materialistic people, they are disappointed at being cheated and cheated and cheated again and again, he thinks, here is also another cheating. Just see. That actually happened to me. When I first saw Srila Prabhupada's books, I was at school, I must have been about 16 years old, and a friend of mine at school, it must have been Monday morning, he said, over the weekend I went into London, I met some Hare Krishna people, I got these books. Ishopanishad and Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I think maybe one other. I took one look at the books and said, I don't want to see them. I know these Indian gurus, they're all cheaters. So that was the impression I got from all these Indian gurus. They're all cheaters. I didn't even want to look at the books. 2 years later, I was distributing the books. But at the time, I had no idea. I didn't want, because I was just skeptical. So skeptical, I didn't even want to look. Srila Prabhupada continued, therefore, Krishna conscious preaching means to convince them that there is life like this. So just imagine if there is happy life, dancing, singing, eating, love, actual love. We have to convince people that there is such a life. So that is our preaching, to convince people there is such a happy life. And this the temple that you're building, that is meant to be a sample of that. People are very impressed. A big stone building is coming up. So that's good, stone building. But the mood of devotion to Krishna, the singing, the dancing, how the devotees are all cooperating together to serve Krishna, how the deities are so nicely served, how everyone who comes is greeted very nicely and given prasadam, then people can see this is something very nice. We'd like to be part of this. Otherwise, stone buildings, there are some in London, where I'm from, more or less, there are so many big stone buildings, all museums. British Museum, this Berry Place Temple, this Indrajumna Das at the time was. He's still Das, everyone's Das, you know. That Berry Place Temple just near to the British Museum. The British, they had so much money at one time from looting countries like India. And they built a big Buckingham Palace, British Museum, Victoria and Albert Museum, Natural History Museum, something like that. So many big buildings they built. Just here you can see in India also they have this Chennai Central Station, something, big stone buildings. Looks very impressive, huh? So we're building here a stone temple. But it's not just something that people will come and say, oh, very good architecture. But we have to convince them that there's blissful life, eternal life with Krishna in the spiritual world. And the temple is a sample of the spiritual world. So these kirtans are going on. very blissfully, you won't find anything like this. In material life, there's some singing and dancing, not like this. That blissful kirtans are going on, that is the spiritual potency. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting. So we can all join that eternally. Here's some words to give some hope. Gauranga Nritya Nitya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing is eternal. It goes on. It's going on even now. Adapi ho jay lila kore gaura rai kono kono bhagyavane deki bare pai. Even today, even now, some fortunate people can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on. So this chanting, dancing, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions as we have received them in parampara from Srila Prabhupada, this is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So Krishna conscious preaching, Prabhupada said, means to convince them that there is life like this, blissful, eternal life. This is the real hope. Let us not be hopeless. We should be very hopeful, but not this hopeful for being happy in this material world. Let us be hopeful of going back home, back to Godhead with Krishna in the spiritual world. And in the meantime, while we're here, we have to do whatever we can according to our capacity to try to help others also to come to this very blissful path of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So the second part was considerably shorter than the first. That's the conclusion. There's bad hope in the material world. Guaranteed. Bad hope. And good hope, best hope, actual hope in Krishna consciousness. Is that all right, Yadunandan? What do you think? Thinking about it. Wasn't expecting to be asked that. Maybe I have to say in Tamil. Maybe he knows Tamil better than English. Better than English now, is it? Learning Tamil must be, huh? Good. How's your Tamil? Oh, it has to go beyond that at some point. Can't be kuncham kuncham forever. How's he doing? He's learning something? Yes, okay, all right. You can fool me, because I'm still on the kuncham kuncham level after so many years. You can get away with it with me. Hare Krishna! All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada! Hare Krishna. So you can go on with kirtan. Right, Chitta Hari? Doctor forbade you from doing kirtan. So you're only doing it for what, 2-3 hours a day? Only today, okay. Little less than usual, huh? Hare Krishna! All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.